Won't you sit down?
If people are relatives or very close friends, they wouldn't say.
You know what she needs? What's that tea?
Yeah. Now, if the person were a stranger, what would you say? I mean, a stranger in the sense that you didn't know the person. Well, she offers it to you, say, and you don't want it. What do you say?
I don't care for you right now.
Now, what happens with leftovers?
Well, even the next time.
No. I don't mean that. I mean, what do you do with the? What's the word that you?
Favorite, is that what you mean? No.
For instance, you have, on Sunday we had a problem when I was at home in my hospital. On Sunday we would either have chicken or roast beef. And on Mondays we would have, if we had roast beef on Mondays, we would have roast beef sandwiches, one roast beef sandwiches. Now, if you had company in the house, say a relative or close friend, and you wanted to tell them that roast beef was left from the day before, what would you say? This roast beef is
left from yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Or
we had this yesterday.
Do you ever say it warmed over?
Well, possibly some.
I mean, that's the sort of thing you can do.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even say warmed over.
No, it's just left over.
Do you ever say warmed up?
Oh, yes, and that,
Warmed up. Well, you should have been warmed green beans.
Yes, for my husband. Green beans.
Warmed up green beans.
We like them warmed over. Several times, more than warmed over, the better they are.
Yesterday I was spaghetti and chili. And the first time it's good, before the second time it's delicious. What do you usually do with gum?
Gum, chew it.
Have you eaten mush?